The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
But first, a new pop-up radio station called Upbeat On Air will be popping up on October the 6th. And one of its many stars who will be appearing on the station is Alan Short. Alan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And listen, I hear it's a big day in your house.
Big day in my house. I was at 8:15 this morning. I was trying to fix a tie on my eldest son, Sam, who's just starting his secondary school today. And
oh,
the thing is, I know, and this tie is the same size, it's longer than myself. I've never seen a tie this long in my life. So the first effort...
Well, I was about to say, you're not hugely huge in stature.
Thank you. And you likewise when you're off the high heels. If people understood this, she's actually tiny when she's off the high heels. So the tie was hanging well below the knees. The first tie, so one had to do a bit of reconstruction. But and the jumper about three sizes too big, so that'll keep him going for at least junior cert, hopefully. and that's the plan. So it was all very exciting, very kind of nervous, and it makes me feel very old myself and Claire going, "Oh my God!
I know it's a big day because you've more than one child."
Yeah, so with two boys, and he's going into fourth class next year, so that's fine. That's the small school, it's fine. He can still wear his uniform he's been wearing for 3 years. He's going to have the same shoes. It'll be fine.
But it is a big day. I mean, it's an emotional day, I suppose.
Well, it's a big day for him because he's kind of like he's of the age of, as I've been learning in books and research, that he's in the surfing part of life where he surfs between, they call it surfing, where he surfs from man to boy and boy to man, and he's kind of very confused. I'm not sure if you remember way back that time, that 12, 13 time, which is very difficult. Hair start popping out of places.
No, it's confusing.
Or all these things start to happen. And for girls, apparently what happens is their brain shuts down for about 3 years. No, this is true. This is what psychologists said. Now, the female brain will shut down for 3 years, rearrange itself, and then come back to life again as a woman. And that's what happened. That's why they become so ridiculous for about 2 years.
And tell me, I have to ask, is he going to an all-boys school or is it mixed?
It's an all-boys school he's going to, because okay. Like everybody else, your time may come as well, but it was a difficulty of trying to get him into the schools around in the area, in Knocklyne, where we live in Knocklyne, I'm sure the same for a lot of people, that it's all full, that they're not building enough schools. Mm. You know, I mean, they're coming out, and you have to... Yeah, If we wanted to get him into his local school, where he could walk to, right?
Yeah.
We would have had to put his name down while he was in the womb. While myself and Colette had that glass of wine and said, "Will we? Do you want to? Would you like to?" Or go on. So before we do, let's put his name down to school, then let's try and make a baby. And
oh my God.
Ridiculous it is.
It's so ridiculous, isn't it, when you think about it? And tell me, how have the summer holidays been? Were they long holidays with the kids? Or, you know, it was good to get them back to school in one way?
It's great to get a routine back, because I find it very difficult when there's no routine in the house in my lifestyle to kind of, you know, to get things going, because, you know, it's self-employed individuals to motivate yourself to get yourself going, and then when you see them hanging around playing PlayStation or going out playing ball and everything else, going, I want to do that. So it's good to get them back into school again. So it's been a long time. So I think, you know, next year it'll be longer because Sam will be off on the 1st of June. So he'll have 3 months sitting around rubbing his belly and scratching his bits, and we'd be going, "What are we going to do with him?"
But they're the days we all remember. They're the days we all enjoy.
We do as children.
Yeah.
But we never asked our parents, "What do you think of all of this?" You know? So that's what's going to be a huge learning experience for us as we move along. So we want to get a job. So I don't know.
Well, listen, let's get back to this radio station. It's called Upbeat On Air. It has a very specific ambition. Tell us about it.
So Upbeat On Air is a pop-up radio station, which is going to be broadcasting from October 6th to Friday the 10th of October, which is Mental Awareness Week. We're broadcasting from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services down there in St. Patrick's University Hospital.
Brilliant.
I'm going to be presenting the breakfast show with Teresa Lowe, so it's going to be a good fun.
The brilliant Teresa Lowe.
The great Teresa Lowe, the barrister.
Do you know her? Have you met her before or worked with her, Alan?
Yeah. We met 10,000 years ago at the Tall Ships in Cork, and she was presenting, and I'd been working on the kind of sailing on the Asgard and stuff at the time. So she interviewed me a few times, and then from there we got to know each other through Rose Tralee. When I was escorting Rose Tralee, she was going down there with Frank and everything else. So it was all just kind of kind of kept bumping into each other. So that's how it, the kind of friendship began a long time ago. You know, we haven't met for a long time now since. So now we're going to be on radio together for 3 hours. So
brilliant stuff.
Be by the Wednesday, we'll be cranky as BJ.
And how can people hear it?
Well, so if you, upbeat.ie is where you get all the information for it.
Right.
Upbeat.ie, so it'll be basically, it'll be broadcast in the greater Dublin area, but if you want to listen to it nationwide, go on, it'll be online if you want as well. We don't actually have the wavelength just yet. We're waiting for Comrade to get the wavelength. But like any new radio station, like Christmas FM, when that comes on, you scan it on your radio, it'll pop up.
And
basically, it'll pop up, Upbeat FM. And what we're looking for is for people to nominate their favourite Upbeat song. That's why I wanted to do upbeat songs. So go on to upbeat.ie and give us your favourite upbeat song. Because what I wanted to do through this whole process is about basically making people talk about their mental health. Mm. Because 1 in 4 people suffer from depression. So if you look around your studio, there's probably 3 girls or 3 people sitting outside the glass at the moment looking at you. So there's you and students. One of you will suffer depression or have suffered depression in your lifetime. And it's normal. Mm. It is perfectly normal to feel sad, to feel low, to feel a little bit ups and downs for whatever reason.
And you've had your own personal experience with depression, Alan.
Yeah, I have. I mean, like that one, when you say the word depression, people go, oh my God, he's sick, there's a stigma, oh my God, what am I going to do? And it's kind of, when you feel just that, when the darkness comes, it's kind of a darkness, it's an emptiness, it's kind of when you feel, when you yourself feel nothing, and you experience nothing, and all you see is nothing. And that's, you know, that's a deep part to go into. Everybody will have their own level of darkness and their own level of depression that only they can articulate themselves. And it's for, Upbeat FM is for, is to help people like that to articulate how they feel. Because us as Irish people, I don't think we have enough adjectives in our vocabulary to speak about how we feel, especially Irish men. Mm. Irish men can't. Mm. You know, I mean, the only adjective we use to express anyway is the F word. So we'll say we're grand, we're feckin' grand. Mm. So you know, that's the only way to make it bigger, or we're not grand. And we don't because we still think that depression or feeling sad or feeling low is a stigma, and nobody wants to talk to you, and sure, nobody wants to listen anyway. So we want to make this change this.
And how long did you feel unwell, and how did you get help? What did you do to help yourself?
Well, it was a combination of factors. It was kind of recession hit hard and bit very hard a few years ago. And then we took a move down to Cork, and I think that move down to Cork kind of brought back up real old emotions of when we were younger. My father was a bank manager, so we moved all over the place. I was in 7 schools before the age of 15, so it was all kind of very difficult. And I always said to myself, I'm going to control my own destiny. I'm going to control my own life. And then all of a sudden, I found myself back in a situation where I wasn't in control again. And it was quite very, very scary and very difficult to deal with. So I just kind of go quiet. You don't understand the feeling because you've never really had it this bad before. Mm. So it takes a while to talk. And how I found to get myself out of the darkness of literally that, and the feeling was nothing. You could see nothing. Your future was nothing. You had a big career path. You're going to be doing this, this, and this, and all that was taken away from you, and everything had stopped, and there was nothing. There was no money coming in. All you felt was fear, fear, and more fear. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to people about it, I'd speak to a friend, and all of a sudden, they'd say, actually, do you know what? I'm feeling the exact same way. And then I'd find somebody else who's feeling the exact same way. And then through talking to people and understanding that you're not alone, that it's not just me, because you do. You think when you're sitting there on your own, in a room, in silence, you're thinking, it's just me. And that's not pity, or that's not self-pity, or it's not wallowing in anything. It's actually how you feel.
How did Colette cope, Alan, at the time, your wife?
She was brilliant, in fairness. I mean, it was kind of, it's like, how does anybody cope with somebody who's feeling that darkness and possibly being quite monosyllabic, like a teenager, to a degree? It was kind of just, you know, with kid gloves, to a degree, walking in eggshells for a lot of it. And just, you know, let's go out. If you don't want to go out, let's not go out. You know, you want a cup of tea. It's just support, 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 knowing that hope eventually will go away, you know. And then studying mindfulness since all that happened, kind of studying a bit of mindfulness and about how the brain works and about our 90 billion neurons and synapses and how they all talk to each other and how it all works. It's fascinating to see how we do find ourselves in this level of darkness. And that if you just understand these thoughts, like for instance, all this now is starting to make me kind of emotional at the moment because my brain is going back to exactly where I was 4 years ago. And so then it's now putting itself back in that state, and that's how the brain works. The brain works in a way that if you think all these thoughts, you become those thoughts. Mm. So the idea is to actually train yourself to understand it's normal. These thoughts happen, they come into your brain, and they go back out again. Mm. And you wait for them to go back out again, and then you fill yourself with happier thoughts. It sounds a bit kind of hippie, but it actually
It sounds so simple and straightforward.
And it is very simple. You know what I mean? And that's what's helped me cope and get through. Even like this week, I said to you, I've been very difficult to get myself going again because the routine has been all over the shop. And I'm kind of going, God, it's just so hard. And even yesterday, I felt a moment I'm going, when we went for the launch of the Upbeat FM and somebody asked me about my own, 4 years ago, how do you cope with your bit of darkness? And kind of straight, I went straight back there. Mm. And I went, oh my God. And it took me the whole day to get back out again.
Get back, yeah.
Which is weird. And I kind of went, even last night with Claire, I sat down with a cup of tea and a fantastic chocolate brownie that she made. And I went, that was mad. I said, that was just the maddest experience. No understanding it, learning to deal with it and learning to feel, to understand the feelings and understand what it all was. And
then will this be good for you, taking on this challenge of Upbeat FM?
It will. It'll be good for a lot of reasons. Good to get me up early in the morning, first of all. Broadcast from 7 to 10 o'clock. It'd be great fun to work with Teresa. And I'm hoping that I myself will learn loads and loads about mental health and about how to deal with mental health and my own mental health and everybody's mental health, because we'll have lots of people, obviously lots of people coming in talking about it, and lots of doctors and I presume professors and psychologists coming in, making us understand how the whole thing works.
It's so important.
And so important. And me, just myself, talking about it, because I don't want to talk about me myself personally, you know what I mean? Even though I know it helps. I mean, I know the last time I spoke about it on radio, it helped. The amount of people that came up to me afterwards, it was incredible. I go out and do my gigs and my corporate work and everything else, and afterwards people would sidle up to me, grab me by the hand and sit me down and go, thank you so much for what you said.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Alan, tell us again where people can nominate the songs.
Upbeat.ie is the website.
Great stuff.
Upbeat FM is going to be the 6th to the 10th of October, and funnily enough, World Mental Health Day is on the 10th of October, which is going to be our final day of broadcasting. So the plan is going to be, it sounds maybe a bit glib, but we're going to be happy, happy, happy. No, we're going to be happy, happy. We just want people to talk about it. We want people to talk about the way you feel. Because remember, we've had a fantastic summer, and you ask everybody who's been feeling low during the year and everything else, did they feel low during the summer? And they'll say, no, not really. Why? Because there was so much sunshine, and the frontal cortex of your brain was bathed in vitamin D, and you were feeling great. By November, after the budget and everything else, and all the other things that'll play with people's minds, people start feeling different.
And we need to start minding each other a bit more then, I suppose.
And you start minding each other coming into November, into January especially. January, February is a very difficult time for people, mainly because it's just we don't have enough sunshine. You know, we live in a very grey country, and you start popping vitamin D, will make a big difference to you, and just keep talking to people and minding people and watching out for signals.
Well, listen, Alan.
Watching out for when they stop talking and just smile. Smile and say hello to people, even if you don't know them. Go up to them in the street. How are you? There's nothing better, A, for one reason, because I think you're crazy, and two, to watch the smile on their face as they walk past going, that was lovely.
Alan, you're a star. Listen, thank you so much for coming in, and do you know, or for taking the call, and thanks again for being so honest, as always.
Not at all, Catherine, not at all. If we can, any way we can help each other, that's what we should be doing, giving everybody a group hug. Everybody, you, right now.
Mind yourself and get that child to school.
I went, oh, he's gone. Oh, he's well gone. He's gone. Fantastic. We're free. We're good for coffee. Bye.
Good luck, Alan. Thanks a million.